Thank you, Doug, for giving us that reading there from Psalm 119. Thank you, Mike, for your prayer. Thank you, Noah, for leading us in the hymn, How Shall the Young Secure? And for helping set the stage for our study this morning, titled Sound Counsel for the Youth. What a joy it is to have a good number of young folks among us here at Belleville. You see, not only are young people a joy to be around due to them being full of life, energy, and enthusiasm, but more importantly, our young people are the future of the church. And a church without young people is certainly a church without a bright future. Therefore, it is very important that we give some much-needed attention and counsel to those of youth. You see, as many of us already know, the time of one's youth, especially those adolescent years, is a vulnerable time in one's life. And they can oftentimes be difficult due to a period of rapid changes and peer pressures that often lead to despair, heartache, and other troubles. So knowing that, it's very important that we take some time to open up God's all-inspired Word and seek some sound counsel from it in regard to how shall the young secure their hearts. So young people, pay attention as we go to God's Word this morning and explore some sound counsel for those of youth. Starting with, may the young remember thy Creator in the days of your youth. The wise man gives this instruction for those of youth there in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and in verse 1. And to be simply put, young people, it is important that you seek the Lord your God, your Almighty Creator, early in life. It is important that you consider Him daily, that you fear Him daily, and that you strive to serve Him faithfully daily, knowing that remembering your Creator in the days of your youth, it will help you make wise decisions, which will help you build a life upon a solid foundation. And also keep in mind the fact that those who do not remember their Creator are going to be those who will forget Him. We must not be one who forgets the Lord, our God, our Creator, but rather we must be one who always remembers that it is our Almighty God, our Creator, who gives to all life, breath, and all things, as we see there in Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 25. We must remember that without God, we don't even exist. You ever think about that, young people? Without the Lord, our God, our Creator, we wouldn't even be here today. We don't even exist. Therefore, we need to be one who remembers the Creator. And we need to be one who never forgets that He made us for a purpose. Young people, are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that you were made for a purpose? You see, we learn about that there in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 7. And the fact that we were made for the glory of God. We're made to give glory to God. And not only that, as His people who He has made, we have an obligation to God. We learn about that there in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and in verse 13. And there we learn that man's all, or the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep His commandments. Remember that, young people. Remember that you have an obligation to God. And your obligation is to be one who respects and obeys God. Hold on to those words of wisdom and be one who remembers thy Creator in the days of your youth. But I also suggest to the young people this morning that not only are you in need of remembering the Lord our God, your Creator, but you also need to know the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. We learn about the power of the Scriptures there in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And here the power of the Scriptures are emphasized to young Timothy by the Apostle Paul. I want to begin there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning there in verse 14. And there Paul, writing to Timothy, penned, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing them, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Paul goes on to say there in verse 16, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." You see, not only did Paul inform Timothy of the fact there in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 that the Holy Scriptures were able to make him wise for salvation, but he also informed Timothy there in verse 16 of the fact that all Scripture is given how? By the inspiration of God. To be simply put, young people, this Word of God that you're holding in your hand right now, it is not given by the inspiration of man, but it is given by divine inspiration. It's given by the inspiration of God. It is God's all-inspired Word. And Paul goes on to tell Timothy of how God's all-inspired Word is profitable. You aware of that, young people? Of the fact of how valuable and profitable God's Word is? You see, Paul informed Timothy that it was profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, it's valuable to you. And you want to know something else Paul said there in verse 17? It's able to thoroughly complete man. No other book is able to do that, my young friends, but only the all-inspired Word of God. You see, God's Word, it is all-sufficient in the fact that it contains all that is needed to be known to inherit eternal life. Everything that needs to be known in order to inherit eternal life has been given to us in the all-inspired Word of God. It is the only book, my young friends, that is able to make you wise for salvation. And it is because of that that you need to continually study God's Word. Take advantage of every opportunity that you have to engage in studies of God's Word. Be one who searches the Scriptures daily, as we learn about those noble Bereans of old there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. And be one who knows the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. But I also encourage those of you to keep thyself pure and to be one who flees youthful lust. Again, Paul, talking to young Timothy there in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 22, instructed Timothy to keep himself pure. You see, it's important that all of us likewise strive to be a people who keeps ourselves pure. But especially those of youth, because of the fact that those of youth are subject to many immoral passions. You see, those of youth are subject to participate in things such as fornication, drinking parties, ventures leading to dishonest gain, and we could just go on and on and on. But the point is, those of youth are highly subject to many immoral passions that war against the soul. And it is because of this that your greatest defense, young people, against youthful lust is going to be in flight. You aware of that? You see, Paul encouraged Timothy this there in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22 when he says, flee also youthful lust. Simply put, Paul saying, take flight from them. Flee them. Anytime you see that word flee in the scriptures, young people, recognize that it denotes danger. Danger that needs to be rapidly fled from. And Paul says, flee youthful lust. But what, Paul? But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Again, young people, be mindful of the need to keep yourself pure, free from sin, and avoid sin at all costs. Flee those youthful lusts that can lead to sin, and be one who pursues that which is good and profitable to you. That which Paul encouraged Timothy to do, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And be one who keeps thyself pure and flees youthful lust. But I also encourage the young people this morning to let no one despise your youth and to be an example to others. You see, sometimes our young people get a bad rap simply because of their age, right? But it's important to understand that we must not let anyone despise us because of our age, but rather we must act in such a manner that no one shall despise you on the account of your youth. Remember that, young people. Remember that there is an antidote to criticism. You want to know what that antidote to criticism is? A godly example. Write that down. Antidote to criticism is a godly example. And although many people get criticized because of their youth, if we are one who, as Paul instructed Timothy to do, who sets a proper example, a proper godly example to others, it's going to wipe out that criticism. It's going to wipe out those who look down upon you if you do not give them that reason to look down upon you. You see, we need to be mindful of what Paul said to Timothy there in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 when he said, let no one despise your youth, but be an example. How, Paul? To believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's how, young people, you need to be an example to others. In word, in the things that you say, in conduct, in your everyday form of life. You need to do so in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. And when you do that, there won't be anyone who will despise you for your youth. But I also suggest to the young people this morning the need to never do or support anything that you sincerely believe is wrong. You see, young people, there's going to be times when you're going to be put in some very vulnerable situations. There's going to be times, as you already recognize, that you're going to experience peer pressures. You're going to be put in positions to where you're going to have to take a stand for what you truly believe in. And it's important to always stand up for what you sincerely believe is right. Even if there's a fine line between that. If you truly believe that that is right, you need to stand up for that. You need to not give in to the peer pressures or support things that violate your conscience. That's important. You want to know why that's important? Well, Paul informed there in Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, for whatever is not from faith is what? Sin. That's serious, isn't it? That's very serious. And Paul gives an example there in Romans 14 in the context about those whose conscience wasn't going to allow them to eat certain meats. It would have violated their conscience to do that. And if they did do that, although there was nothing wrong with doing that, but if they did that, if they violated their conscience, if they ate that meat, not from faith, Paul says that was sin. That's serious. And you need to be mindful of the need of the fact that it's okay to say no, young people. It's okay to say no. Sometimes no needs to be said. And always remember, young people, that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You aware of that? If you don't take a stand for what you sincerely believe is right, you will fall for anything. Remember that, young people. And don't be one who gives in to peer pressures and never do or support anything that you sincerely believe is wrong. But I also encourage young people to listen to your parents' instruction and to seek wise counsel. Unfortunately, there are many young people today who despise the instruction of their parents. I venture to say you probably noticed that in the society we live in today, right? You've probably seen a lot of young people today who are showing a lack of disrespect for their parents. But know, young people, that you are in need of being one who listens to the instruction of your parents. Know that dad and mom want what is best for you. Mom and dad isn't giving you instruction to do it just because they like to see you be upset on instruction in regard to things that you don't want to hear. But rather, mom and dad are giving you instruction because they want what is best for you. Therefore, you need to pay attention to their instruction and know that it is for your benefit. To emphasize that, I take us to Proverbs chapter 1. And there in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning there in verse number 8, the wise man said, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." Why? Well, notice verse 9. "For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck." To be simply put, the wise man is telling young people that the instruction of your mother and father are of value and profit to you. Therefore, you need to take heed and not despise the instruction of mom and dad. But I also encourage young people of the need not only to listen to their parents' instruction, but also of the need to seek out wise counsel. You see, sometimes when we're young, We have a tendency to think that we know it all, right? We know everything. We've got it all figured out. However, oftentimes we're pretty naive when we're young, aren't we? There are a lot of things that we really have no clue about when we're young, especially in those adolescent years. But we need to be mindful of the fact that not only should we seek out and listen to the instruction of our parents, but we should also seek out wise counsel from others. You see, sometimes it's good to get another opinion on something, isn't it? In regard to some future plans, in regard to things that may be a serious decision that we have to make in our life. Sometimes it's good to seek out some wise counsel. And the wise man informs us of why that's important there in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, when he says, without counsel, plans go awry, that is, off the correct or expected course. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. You see, seek advice, young people. Don't be afraid to ask others for advice. Seek advice. And always keep an open mind. And if you find that you're wrong, change. Make the proper change, regardless of the consequences. You see, not only are young people in need of listening to the instruction of their parents, but they're also in need of having respect for and obeying their parents. Again, there are a multitude of young people today who are failing to show proper honor, that is, respect for their parents today. Again, it's a sad thing, isn't it? It's so sad to see so many young people today who defy mom and dad in anything and everything. But unfortunately, we are living in a society today where there are more and more young people who are having less respect for their parents. There are more and more young people today who are failing to obey the instruction of their parents. However, it's important to understand, young people, that disobedience to parents breeds violation of the authority of God, school, and state. You see that? If you fail to obey mom and dad, it's just setting you up for failure throughout life. It's going to set you up to defy the authority of God, to defy the authority of school and state. That's serious, isn't it? It's very serious. Therefore, young people, pay attention to these words of Paul found there in Ephesians chapter 6. Follow me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning there in verse 1, Paul addressing young people says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why, Paul? For this is right. Stop there for a moment. Young people, next time mom and dad tell you to do something, don't ask them why. Don't say, why? Why, mom? Why, dad? Why do I need to do that? Simply do it, and do it simply because of the fact that, as Paul said in Ephesians 6 and verse 1, that this is right. It is the right thing to do, young people. To do what your parents instructed you to do. Therefore, when mom and dad tell you to do something, don't question them. Just do it. And do it because it is the right thing to do. Paul goes on to say there in verse 2 of Ephesians 6, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Again, God's desire for children to obey their parents is nothing new, is it? Paul brings this out. And the fact that this was even commanded to the children of God's people of old, back under the law of Moses. It's nothing new. God has always desired for children to obey their parents. God has always desired for children to honor their mother and father. And it's important that young people today recognize the need to do just that. Therefore, be mindful of these words of Paul found there in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20. And children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. But I also encourage young people not only to have respect for mom and dad, but also to have respect, that is, regard for those who are of old age. You see, again, There are many young people today who have absolutely no regard whatsoever for those of old age. You can see that in the society that we live in today. For instance, just a few weeks ago, I was at a grocery store, and I saw a young man walk right past an old lady who got her cart hung up in one of those drains in the parking lot. Just walked right on past her. Didn't give her any regard whatsoever. Here's this old woman just trying to get her groceries to her car so she could get them put in the car and go home. But the wheels of the cart fell down in that drain hole there, and she couldn't get it out. And what did this young man do? Stop. Did he go over there and say, hey, can I help you? Let me push that out of there for you. No. Kept on walking. So sad, isn't it? So sad. But it happens. And unfortunately, it happens too often. However, young people need to be mindful of the need to have respect for those of old age. Again, God has desired for young people to honor those of old age, as we see there in Leviticus 19, verse 32. Again, going back to the law of Moses, it's recorded, "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord." Think about that. You see, young people, it's important. God desires for you to honor those who are of old age. And do you recognize that by having respect for and showing older people that you sincerely care about them, that alone may be worth more to them than medicine? You young people, you older people rather, know how valuable medicine are to you, right? But how much does it mean to you when younger people show you some respect? How does that mean? What's that look like? And we need to be mindful of the fact that when respect is due to the young people, that they should be given that respect when it is due. And we need to be mindful of the fact that Peter, speaking to young people, says there in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, submit yourselves to who? To your elders. Simply put, Peter was telling young people to submit themselves, to be subject to those who are older in years. And it's important that young people strive to be a people who give some respect to those of old age. But it's also important, young people, that you choose your friends carefully and do not be deceived. You see, influence, it's a powerful thing, isn't it? Very powerful thing. And did you know that when you choose to hang around evil company, those that are not such a good influence on you, that it can have consequences? You see, it's important that young people recognize the need to choose their friends carefully. Young people, you need to be extremely cautious in whom you choose to spend quality time with. The importance of this can be seen there in Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 26. And there the wise man said, the righteous should choose his friends carefully. Why? Well, notice the rest of that. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. You see the importance there of choosing your friends carefully? Again, influence is a powerful thing, right? And that way of the wicked, it can lead you astray. We learn there in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, he who walks with wise men will be wise. But on the flip side of that coin, the wise man said, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. It's serious, isn't it? Again, choose your friends carefully and don't be deceived, young people. For as Paul informed there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Again, we're aware of the fact that evil company can corrupt good habits. But on the flip side of that coin, I want you to be aware of the fact that good company can correct bad habits. Remember that. And strive to be one who surrounds yourself around those of like precious faith. Strive to surround yourselves around those who will help you get to heaven rather than those who will lead you astray. And be one who chooses your friends carefully. But another thing I suggest to the young people this morning is the need to always trust the Lord your God under all circumstances. You see, possessing an everlasting trust in the Lord our God is important. Very important, young people. Therefore, I encourage you to be like the psalmist of old, as we read about there in Psalm 71. Follow me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Psalm 71. And here in Psalm 71, beginning there in verse 1, the psalmist said, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. Hold on to those words of the psalmist. Be one who puts an everlasting trust in the Lord your God. And hold on to these words of wisdom as well, found there from Proverbs chapter 3, beginning there in verse 5. And there the wise man said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Remember that, young people. Be one who trusts in the Lord your God with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, knowing that he shall direct your paths. And be one who walks by faith and not by sight, as we learn there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and in verse 7. And those who walk by faith are those who trust God under all circumstances. Again, young people, there's going to be trials and disappointments in this life. Know that. And learn to face those trials and disappointments with faith and courage. And be one who wholly and sincerely relies upon the Lord your God at all times. Once more, we are so thankful for the number of young folks we have here at Belleville who have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord. And we pray that that number will greatly increase. Maybe there is one here this morning who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and his will. You can trust and obey this very hour, for you have heard the word of God. And if you believe in all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ before men, and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. You can put off that old man of sin, and you can be raised up out of that watery grave to walk in the newness of life. You can put Christ on through baptism today, and you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And may we all always remember that the buck doesn't stop at baptism, but rather we must continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who has already submitted their life in obedience to the Lord and His will, but you've not been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight, narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, and get back on that straight, narrow path that leads to life this very hour. And if you'd like the list of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning, you'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation. Whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song Noah Selected.